3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion on the issues each and every day. And lest I forget it, in all times I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about an issue today that I believe every conservative, every Christian, every patriot, every moralist in America ought to be concerned about. What is Pride Month? Let me say that again. What is Pride Month? June is designated as Pride Month. Now, I don't recall anything on the calendar that says we're going to talk about Christian Month. I don't find anything on the calendar where it say we're going to talk about Morals Month, but we have designated on the calendar Pride Month. Pride Month. What is Pride Month? Ladies and gentlemen, William Jefferson Clinton, the former president of the United States of America, gave us Pride Month. I'm looking at a headline article. Pride Month celebrates its 25th anniversary. The 2024 fashion collection from companies around the nation that gives back to support LGBTQ community. The article then reads in part, Pride Month originated in 1999 when President Bill Clinton declared through federal proclamation that every June in America would be recognized as Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. Quote, I encourage all Americans, this is from William Jefferson Clinton, I encourage all Americans to observe this month with appropriate programs, ceremonies, activities that celebrate our diversity, and to remember throughout the year the gay and lesbian Americans whose many and varied contributions have enriched our national life, end quote. Goes on to say in this article, Pride Month was later expanded by President Barack Obama and now President Joe Biden with the additions of other queer identities, the article states. Throughout Pride Month iterations, brands have amplified messaging and products and campaigns as a way to celebrate the community's ongoing advancement toward equality, protection, and inclusion. In recent years, brands have also included their representation of segments within the queer umbrella, including people of color, gender identity, etc., 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 infinitum. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, what is Pride Month? What is Pride Month? Is it a month to celebrate our pride as a nation? Is it a month to celebrate our ethical values and the fabric of our nation? Is it a month that would take pride in American history and all of the accomplishments that our American workers have made? Is it a Pride Month, June? Is it a Pride Month where we celebrate and reflect on American religious heritage? Is Pride Month a month where we look back and see what we've accomplished as Americans to move forward? So just what is Pride Month? Pride Month, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing that I would identify as pride. It's immoral, unholy, ungodly, unbiblical, and ought to have never been placed on any calendar in America as Pride Month. I'm embarrassed by it. I'm saddened by it. I'm sickened over it. And I want you to feel that exact same way after today's broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to feel that way today enough that you'll take a stand and say, no, no, no. Locally, Jacksonville, Florida, to say no to an expansion of the Human Reprobate Ordinance. It's called HRO. I want you to be bothered by it enough, morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, and doctrinally, to pick up the telephone and call those big box stores that are marketing, pushing Pride Month, the gay pride clothing and articles to be, how would you say, marketed on their websites and in the stores. I want you to, as an end result of this broadcast today, I want you to be willing to boycott any store, any organization that markets, promotes, and encourages the sodomite agenda. Some recall Bud Dumber, call it Bud Light, but I call it Bud Dumber, and the position that was taken when they used a transsexual to promote their product. I want us to take that same mindset, that same attitude, that same approach today. To literally, if you want to use the Youngblood vernacular, to crush the promulgation and the propagation of the immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle. By the way, you'll hear me say it again during the course of this broadcast. Perhaps as much as 4% of Americans identify with the sodomite agenda and lifestyle. And yet that 4% controls most of the laws, the ethics, the rules, the regulations on a local level, state level, and national level. And it's because of the push for incrementalism with the sodomite lifestyle, the transgender, the gender-affirming background of those that are pushing it. And yet Christians are silent. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Remember, when we talk about Pride Month, it's a sodomite month. It is the month that they use to force moral, ethical Christians, conservatives, and patriots to celebrate and to embrace and to agree with and go along with the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. And I simply won't comply. I simply will not bow and bend. I simply will not celebrate it, nor do I want to spend God's money in my pocket for articles and items being pushed and marketed through these big box stores and others that's pushing the sodomite agenda. So as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And God's word says in Romans chapter 1, we'll read it later in this broadcast, that God's given them over to a reprobate mind. Them who? The sodomite lifestyle. Those that have sold out and surrendered their lives to Satan and the demons that possess them, yes, that possess their values to the point that they're willing to take a stand, show the immoral, ungodly, unholy hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth book, the Word of God, that we stand upon. In John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Word of God says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." How long is forever? Forever. And yet we find in society today, if we stand for truth, if we stand on truth, if we defend truth, theological, doctrinal, biblical truth, if we stand on moral, ethical truth, we're laughed at, mocked at, ridiculed, demeaned, and dissed. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said that would happen. Orwell said in his book entitled, dystopian novel titled 1984, he said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that taking place today. Truth matters. Whether you believe it or not, whether you agree with it or not, truth matters. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said the decline of America is linked to the death of truth. In part, Dement said this, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." May I say, ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the basics, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And yet, according to some of the latest surveys, and I'm looking at a headline, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. They go on to say in this survey that each person determines his or her own version of truth. That comes from the survey of the 18 to 35-year-old age group called the Millennials. Let me read that again. Each person determines their own version of truth. That's what we find taking place. It's promulgating, pushing, and celebrating the Sodomite month. Pride? How do you take pride in celebrating immoral, ungodly sin? Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss. John Huss says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn. Learn the truth, love the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my charge. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. And that's what we're doing each day. We're standing on truth, defending truth. It might be rejected by some, repulsed by others, but ladies and gentlemen, it's still truth. It doesn't modulate or change what is true. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for those looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. Tools for Time has a 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, what is Pride Month? I recognize that perhaps you've got an idea, you've got some perspective on it, but I'm going to be asking you today to call, and I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about Pride Month? Should that be promulgated and pushed by the government? Should it be promulgated and pushed by local, state, or federal authorities? Should sin be endorsed, underwritten, promoted, and paid for by taxpayer dollars on the local, state, or national level? That's the bottom line. Should sin be promoted, paid for by taxpayer dollars, local, state, or national level? What are your thoughts in relationship to having our bridges in the state of Florida colorfully lighted, that is, during the month of June for Pride Month? We'll talk about that in this broadcast. I'm thankful for the stand, the position that Governor DeSantis took about that issue. But yet we have those in the city of Jacksonville that still allow it on other bridges that are not necessarily state-controlled bridges. But I want to ask you the question today. The question demands an answer. Love to hear from you. How should we, this is the bottom line, this is where we're going for the whole broadcast today. How should we as conservatives, Christians, moralists, ethicists, how should we stand in face of the encroachment of our values and the undermining and the disintegrating of our foundation in the United States of America? How should we stand? What should we do? What should we say? Should we simply sit back and ignore it? Should we simply sit back and say, well, that's promulgated, pushed by Joe Biden and the federal government and the state governments and the local government? Ladies and gentlemen, the bill that's now live in the city of Jacksonville with 19 city councilmen, it is the bill number 2024-0334. And if that is passed by the city council in the next few days, if we do not defeat it by our telephone calls and our visits and demand on council people, that bill, once it becomes law, it will be able to force the silence on the part of Christians, moralists, ethicists, values, and churches. We as Christians could be prosecuted, persecuted, fined, and put in prison for simply taking a stand and saying things like sodomy is sin. God's going to burn in hell those that do not repent of their sins of a sodomite lifestyle. Now, I know there's some that say, well, preacher, that's pretty harsh. No, it's Bible. It's Bible. Study 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, and you see the list of those that will die and go to hell unless they repent of their sins and turn from their wicked ways. It's not my words. It's God's word. And yet we live in a society today where the mindset is we can ignore God, we can ignore the Word of God, we can ignore what God's Word says and the moral, ethical values that our nation was built on. We can ignore it at our peril, ladies and gentlemen. Pride Month is now a month to, celebrate immorality. It's a month of Christians, conservatives, and patriots, moral citizens having to watch, witness, and be forced to stand on the sidelines as the moral decay and decadence in America takes place. That's what Pride Month is about. That's all it's about. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I've got in my library at home a book that's about, I reckon it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 to 600 pages, published in 1975. It's called The Homosexual Network. And it talks about the goal, the ambition, and the desire, and the promulgation of where they wanted to go starting in the early 70s, culminating in the book in 1975. And their goal historically has always been not just to be left alone, to live their lives as they want to live them in private, as they said for years. Their ultimate goal is to break down the wall of the churches and force the churches to include and to celebrate and embrace the immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle. And as we'll talk about in this broadcast today, it's unfortunate but true. Multitudes of denominations today, in fact, just about every mainline denomination to a greater or less degree, have been inculcated in their standards some type of celebration and embracing and recognition of the sodomite lifestyle. Major denominational choices that's trickling down to the local New Testament church and the pastoral presentations in the pulpit. When's the last time you heard a pastor on national radio or television? When's the last time you've heard a pastor stand in the pulpit in your church and condemn the sodomite lifestyle and take a stand against Pride Month, as it is called? I challenge you. Tell me, when's the last time you heard your pastor or a pastor in the pulpit say anything about that immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a month that should not ever be called Pride. It's a month that, in my view, is a month that should be viewed as being a sad time, a time of recognition of how our nation has fallen. It ought to be a month where we, as Christians and conservatives, interface with the Word of God and ask God to bring about His judgment on a people, on a condition, on a demoralized condition of spitting in God's face. You see, ladies and gentlemen, literally what Pride Month does is it spits in the face of God. God said God created two sexes, two genders, male and female created He them, the Bible says. But yet under the gender dysphoric condition in America today, the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle agenda and the gender transitional mindset with the transformation supposedly being able to take a boy and make him a girl and vice versa. They say there's about 157 different genders. That's a spit in the face of God. That's to challenge the Word of God. That's to deny the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, today, the LGBTQ sodomite population may be someplace in the neighborhood of 4%. Yet about 96% of the laws, the rules, the regulations on a local, state, and national level are made by and pushed from the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and what they view that they want to be passed. I just simply say, God help us as a nation. God help us as a nation. If we as moral, ethical people celebrate or embrace the sodomite agenda called Pride Month. I'm looking at an article that says, acceptable hate, assaults on Christianity go overlooked. The alarming escalation of animosity toward Christians in America can no longer be ignored. The pro-abortion, anti-family radical left has sought tirelessly to undermine the nuclear family, to undermine religion and traditional values for years. And it's working. This article reads, as radical leftists advance their secular agenda, intolerance for those who hold true Christian values has become increasingly palatable. The recent shootings at a private Christian academy in Nashville, a transgender individual with a detailed manifesto and maps, is a chilling example of the escalation of violence against our faith and our freedom as Christians. This attack, which was clearly premeditated, targeted a Christian school with a biblical theological curriculum representing the Christian values that the shooter sought to destroy. This article reads further. The left's assault on faith is widespread. However, as the values that underpin our American ethos are being consistently and constantly undermined, media voices have attacked and vilified all symbols of Christianity and Christian belief. Ladies and gentlemen, that ought not to be the case. But we as Christians, we're allowing it by our silence. We're allowing it by not being salt. Listen, the Bible says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, Jesus says that we're salt and light. Salt is speaking of the church. And Jesus said, if the salt hath lost its savor, it has no value, it is no good, except to be cast out and trodden underfoot. Is that what's happening to the church today? Are we witnessing the church being judged, cast out, and trodden underfoot because there's no salt in this? We need to be salt and light. Salt has no value if it stays in the shaker. Light has no value if it stays in the closet. As Christians, we need to be salt and light poured out into society to preserve the decay and to illumine the darkness. And the question is, are we doing that? Are we doing that? Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today. Our schools are promoting the LGBT sodomite agenda. Drag queen shows, students are taught that there are 157 different genders, and as young students, they're embracing that idea because that's what their teacher is saying. And ladies and gentlemen, do you realize in our public classrooms, under what is called sex education, they have gone totally wild and stupefied in that, where they have actual distinctive toys, if you will, depicting the different genders, where the students are required to come up to the front of the classroom and explicitly show how those genders work and operate. And you wonder why we're watching the escalation of sexual sins, the transmission of sexual diseases, and watching the promulgation, the push, and the exacerbation of out of marriage, out of wedlock, childbirth, and abortion. You ever wondered? Because we're teaching that in our classroom. It's as a result of the church being missing in action, a lack of salt and light in the society in which we're living in. Our children are being taught to disbelieve God's word. God said he created two genders, and they're being taught there's more than two genders. And those schools, public schools, across America, now having a regular show of drag queen. I'm looking at the headline, drag queen exposes private parts during a high school show. A man wearing white lace panties allegedly exposed his private parts during a drag queen performance and workshop at a Massachusetts high school. The drag performance for students as young as the seventh grade at the Sutton High School enraged parents. Quote, what life skills are we teaching our kids in school by having drag queen shows? One parent asked the school board. The performance was set to music from Mean Girls, and afterwards there was nearly an hour-long presentation of the groups that support the Queer Kids program, end quote. According to the school leaders, the performance was part of the conference that in part promoted the Pride Month and local LGBTQ organizations. Instead of apologizing, the school district defended the sexually provocative drag show. A tolerant society respects difference, acknowledges similarities, understands the beliefs of multiple perspectives, and creates community. These are all elements of a functioning democracy, the district school district wrote in their statement back to the parents. Ladies and gentlemen, have we lost our minds? Have we gone absolutely bonkers? Is it the fact that today the immoral, ungodly, unholy sexual degradation is supposed to be highly profiled and taught to our kids in school? Is that what we've fallen to? And I believe that is the fact of it. Our public libraries today, ladies and gentlemen, are filled with the filth and the garbage, the porn. And yet it's called banning books. If Christian parents were to ask questions, when a Christian parent today goes before the school board and challenges what's in the libraries, whether it be the school libraries or the public libraries, those parents are considered, based on the Department of Justice Merrick Garland's writings, 32 pages, the writings, the plan set out, given to Christopher Wray to head up the FBI, those parents, if they challenge the school board about the morals and ethics and the immoral values that's being taught to our kids, those parents are designated as domestic terrorists. And in some cases, those same parents have been the focus of FBI raids on their homes, challenged and chided, persecuted and prosecuted for taking a stand towards school boards about what's taught in the classroom, the immoral, ungodly, unholy educational process that's taking place. Our children are introduced to the LGBTQ agenda with the literature depicting sodomite lifestyle. This only encourages the impressionable minds to venture into sin. It opens Pandora's box, stimulates the hearts and the minds of our kids to leave the Word of God, to get into the world, to join the woke community, with the mindset that it's taught in school, it must be our... Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that even among Christians today, Christian parents, the mindset is, if it is legal, if it is required by the U.S. Department of Education, if this is what my child is required to be taught, then it's okay, let's teach them. Ladies and gentlemen, if you teach driver's education in school, what is the end goal purpose for that child to drive a car? If you teach the sodomite lifestyle agenda, calling it sex education, what's the end result? They become that little brainwashed individual that wants to follow what the teacher said, what the textbooks have depicted, and the lifestyle is immoral, ungodly, unholy, and will destroy that child's future. It will destroy that child's eternal destiny, because that child will be sold out and surrendered to the immoral, ungodly, unholy, demonic lifestyle. That is the end result, the end goal of the LGBTQ agenda that is now called Gay Pride Month. Ladies and gentlemen, even our military today is being inundated with the gay pride, the sodomite lifestyle. I'll read a brief headline, then we'll come back after the news. Navy SEALs under fire for promoting Pride Month. the nation's most elite fighting forces has gone gay, according to Fox News. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that is, I believe the most important thing we can understand and recognize, and that we need to wake up, sit up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.